When choosing a religion, it may take up to a few minutes or a whole lifetime to decide which one you are most devoted to. Though no matter which religion you choose, in the end, there will always be somebody to judge your devotion. Though if you already have a religion and you decide that you want to switch, what will other people think? What will you think? How will you go about switching religion?
How old were you when you first had decided to become a Muslim? And how much do you think your age had affected your choice?
3, I'm not sure as to how old, but I could calculate at some given time. I became a Muslim in the 1940s.
And you were still a teenager then, right?
I think I was, very much so.
How do you think being a teenager kind of like affected your choice on switching religions?
Well, what it was that I'm from Alabama, down there in the country where we were very much Christians, and we knew what the type of life we lived, being black in the South. And hearing Islam gave us new energy and something to look forward to, because it had, at the time, very uplifting things that they told us about black people. And this encouraged me to become a Muslim, because it gave us strength, it gave us a different outlook. We didn't feel like we were downtrodden, and it gave us something to look forward to, and it made us stronger people, and it made me hold my head up high. I felt proud of myself because the teaching at the time was very much uplifting for black people.
Why did your whole family convert with you to Islam?
Well, it was my whole family that was told about Islam, my mom and dad, and we followed them. Mm-hmm. We too saw how they felt, and we felt the same way as my mom and dad.
So how dedicated were you towards Christianity, like compared to Islam?
Well, we were very much dedicated because this is all we knew. We were brought up as Christians. We went to church. We went to different functions. And this was all we had. So there was no way that I could feel any different from what my mom and dad gave us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said, that's, all you knew, so you're, very dedicated to everything.
Indeed.
But do you think you're, more dedicated and more, lenient towards Islamic belief more than towards Christian belief?
Now that we understand the difference, yes, I feel more dedicated toward Islam.
What about Islam makes you more dedicated towards it?
It's uplifting. It gives me moral. It teaches more morality for a young person or for any person. It teaches you how to live, what to eat, how to pray. And these kinds of things, in my eyesight, not saying Christianity don't teach some of those things, but somehow I've become more, I guess because I've grown up now and I understand why it's better to be a Muslim, because I feel that I can do what they ask me to do. Better now than I felt about Christianity, because in any religion, some people do what they, you know, opposite of what they were taught. But I felt that Islam...
At first, when your family, like, was switching, were you, like, confused since it was, like, a new religion? Were you, like, kind of scared to try a new thing?
No, not at all. Not at all, because I said it gave me strength. It gave me something to look forward to. It gave me something like they're telling you instead of, it's like pride. The way it was taught, it was teaching us to be proud of who we were. And it gave me strength. I could walk with my head up. I could talk better. I understood better. I knew what I want for myself after hearing the teaching. I wanted to strive at doing better as a person after hearing the teaching.
So were you the one in your family who, like, first discovered it? Like, did you leave home to go, like, research more?
No, because I was young. I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew there were people in my family who were Muslims, and we were told about them, but we never tried to ask them about it, not until we came north, till my family came north from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Then we saw how they were living and how they were striving. My mom and dad did. And then my mom and dad introduced it to us. Because it was very hardly known. Matter of fact, I didn't know anything about it because I was very young in the South. And didn't know anything about being a Muslim or Islam or any of that. Not until I came north. But being a young person, you're more persuaded to do what your parents are doing than trying to strike out on your own.
So you're saying you weren't the rebellious type?
No, I wasn't. No.
But before you moved north, and when you were still in Alabama, and you just, like, got the hint of people having a different religion than you, how did you feel, like, knowing that others had the different religion as you? And
well, then, when I was a youngster, and I just heard about, we had relatives that lived in Detroit that didn't believe in God. And if you had relatives like that, then, you know, you got a different feel for Islam. But after learning about it, then I knew better.
Mm-hmm. So before you learned about it,
didn't believe in God.
Yeah, but before you knew about it, did you think they were like the black sheep in the family?
No. No, I just thought they were like sinners or not the black sheep, just people that didn't understand. Because I was very young. I wasn't.
They were misguided? You thought they were misguided?
I just thought that something was wrong with them. Totally.
Can you describe most of your family's reaction when you and your mother and your father had first converted?
What you mean? What
their reaction towards it? The people who were they were
the other family members?
Yeah, the people in your family who were, like, very strongly believed in Christianity. Were they there's still people in your family who's Christian and everything? How did they like feel about what
you mean? Other relatives, not the family members.
Yeah, other relatives, not just
other relatives.
Yeah,
I don't recall them. They just knew about it, and they didn't verbalize one way or the other. They just continued, you know, whatever they were doing. You know, whatever religion, if they went to church or whatever, but very few, you know, followed us.
Mm-hmm.
But I just knew we had people and relatives in Detroit. I was living in New York when I came north.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was a thing where, you know, no one very you know, gave any yay or nay about it, you know. Not that I was around. Even the family members that weren't Muslims, they didn't talk about it to me, or I didn't hear them talk against or for it.
Okay, another one is, did you encourage other members of your family to convert as well? Or did you just, like, inform them of, like, your decision and just say, oh, you continue doing what you're doing, but I'm just going to do this? Did you try?
No, I didn't, not really. No, because everybody had their own agenda. No, I didn't. And the way I lived, people knew that I was different. My relatives who knew me and... they just knew we were Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't try to persuade anyone.
Now, being, like, different as in Muslims, do you think that, like, kind of affected their view on you as people?
It could have, but it didn't. They didn't voice it. They didn't treat me any different.
Mm-hmm. So they never spited you or anything?
Oh, heavens, no. No, we were a very close family. Even to this day, you know, we have family members who are Christians, and they, you know, for years I've been a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Very close.
How do you think your life changed? I think you answered this, but how do you think your life changed by converting? In other words, how different would it be if you stayed Christian? What do you think you would be like now if you had stayed Christian?
I'm not sure, but I feel as though I did the right thing because it gave me more moral outlook on my life. I tried to not follow in some of the people that I knew their foot, you know, steps and the things that they did.
Mm-hmm.
So I attribute being a Muslim that I have a good life. That's what I attribute it for.
Is there anything that you missed about being Christian?
No. Not at all.
No, I'm going to bed. Good
night. I'm interviewing, Mommy. Keep quiet. I'm interviewing. Are there any, like, stories about, do you have, like, any stories about you converting or anything, any stories you would like to share?
Oh, when I was young, I would, when I would go for my meeting, I would put something on my head and the people would turn around and look at me. And we would try and cover ourselves and make sure that our clothes were long enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I was decent going to the mosque and from. That's not for you. To and from the mosque. So these are the things that we did, and the people would turn around and look at me because I had long clothes on and something covered my hair. So nowadays, it's not like that. It's a norm. Muslims wear long clothes and cover their head. And sometimes you wear garb that the people wear in the East, and you don't really have to as long as you be decent.
Mm-hmm.
And just cover your head and have your clothes at a decent length.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is, like, a thing about, like, my mom, she's, like, now she raised us as, like, agnostic with, like, no particular religion. What was your, like, view on that? What was your view on her raising us as agnostics, like, with no religion?
Because
While interviewing Ms. Minnie, I've learned that
each person has their
in her opinion, You have to just stick with your religion. So no matter what kind of religion you choose, it doesn't matter what other people think. And no matter what boundaries you cross them at your own risk.